This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com. It's a
beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Short work week ahead of us.
It is. It is.
3 days and then we're off for a few days.
We're going to be off on Thursday and Friday.
But we've pre-recorded some excellent shows for you.
We actually have put together new material.
Yeah.
Mixed in with the best of for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. So yeah. While you're making that turkey, you know, you can turn us on and, you know, have us on in the background while you put the turkey in the oven.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's
exactly
what you do.
That's
like,
what you do.
Yeah. Early, yeah. In the morning.
And then it'll be a little bit of a preview of how you put your musical theme together, right? I mean, we explained our theme song here on the show.
Oh, yes, that's right. And, yeah, and,
you know,
yeah, we remixed it, remastered it, yeah,
remaster.
Yeah, you're going to hear the whole theme from beginning to end,
beginning to end.
2 minutes and 18 seconds.
It's a banger. It's a banger. I'm Big telling you, we gotta get a record press going and start selling copies or start burning some CDs.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
We remixed it and it sounds a little better. It sounds better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the old copy was off of a VHS tape with a bad edit in it.
Yes. So we found the original and remixed. Anyway, you're gonna hear that. Is that Friday morning? Okay.
All right.
Good. What else? Oh, weather-wise today, some fog this morning, 44 degrees, and that's going to stay just about where it's at, in the mid-40s. Look for some rain along the way midday. Okay?
All right. I've got a few cuts here. I love these cuts because they're so brutally honest.
Okay.
From our Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, we've got the liberals on the bench now, and some of the conservatives are starting to chime in as well, kind of agreeing with a lot of what's going on the court. And they were looking at and hearing arguments for keeping the elections official Megan Wolf in her job until they come up with a replacement. And as you know, the election commission is not voting on it. Because it's split. It's three Dems, three Republicans. They're not going to vote on it. And that keeps Megan Wolf in the job. Republicans obviously want to replace Megan Wolf. Why? Not because she's evil or corrupt or has done a bad job. It's because they want to put a conservative in that position.
Sure.
And they've gone to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to make their arguments clear. And I thought this cut was fantastic. Let's listen to cut 128.
Yeah, so this is just the latest in the political power struggle with Megan Wolf's status as elections administrator. Now, her four-year term as administrator has expired, but a Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled in January that she's legitimate to continue serving in what's called a holdover appointment. But with that case appealed, it's now up to the state's Supreme Court to make the final ruling.
Does that sound like the rule of law to you?
Justices had pointed questions for the attorney representing the Republican-controlled legislature, who argued that Wolf be ousted from the commission. Many of them referring back to a case they heard in 2022 that allowed Fred Prain, former head of the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board, to hold on to his chair past his term.
Six of the seven of us sat in this courtroom 2 years ago when your client insisted that Fred Prain should be able to retain his position on the DNR board even though his six-year term had expired, and your client won. This is a case of careful what you wish for, isn't it?
Prain was a Scott Walker appointee.
It seems to me this has little to do with what the law actually says and far more to do with who is in these positions.
Attorney Misha Saitlin questioned back.
We do not dispute that Administrator Wolf is currently the lawful holdover.
Claiming that the issue is not with Wolf's post-term status.
Mm. Can three commissioners essentially cut the Senate out entirely forever?
But with the commission's arguable duty of sending over an appointment for the Senate's confirmation, which three commissioners abstained from doing.
Here we have three essentially bureaucrats who have no constitutional status holding the chief election officer appointment hostage away from the people. This is night and day from Prane.
The attorney for the Elections Commission, in favor of allowing Wolf to serve her holdover appointment, argues that the commissioner's decision to abstain was one of stability.
That
also arguing in the fight for Wolf to stay in her role that stability is an important factor for the seat of an elections official.
The state's high court should make their final ruling on the case within a couple months.
There you go. Good arguments. And, it was pretty weak. The argument from the Republican attorney. Really, really, truly weak. Mm. Well, it's not so much this. It's more like this. And it feels unfair. And, well.
Didn't they change the law to make it so that they could keep their DNR appointee in? And thus now Megan Wolf in as head of the Elections Commission?
Well, they didn't bring it up in the arguments here. But the Republicans basically held up. Replacing that guy on the DNR.
That's right.
They held it up.
Yeah.
Just like the commission, Elections Commission, is holding up putting somebody else in the play, in Megan Wolf's place. So it's the same thing.
So
exactly
what's going to happen?
The same.
So where's the bottom line here? I mean, what's going to happen next?
The bottom line is that it's going to stay like this.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Because she's good.
Yeah.
She's very, very good.
Okay.
Yeah. And this reminds me of the arguments that were made also for the abortion law. Now, let's play that, okay? This is cut 85.
So in 1849, we're talking about a time when the only people that had rights were white men, correct? With property. White men who owned property, sorry. Is that right?
I'll take your word for it, Justice
Okay, well, you can take my word for it. You can go look up when anyone else got rights.
Mr. Tomey, and I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state, because under your interpretation, they could all be denied life-saving medical care while the medical professionals who are charged with taking care of them are forced to sit idly by. This is the world gone mad. I don't understand how that is not the crime here. Under your interpretation of 940.04, there would not be an exception for sexual assault or rape, correct?
I believe that is correct, unless it was necessary to save the life of the mother.
There would not be an exception for incest, correct?
I believe that is correct.
There would not be an exception for the health of the mother, correct?
I believe that's correct.
There would not be an exception for a fetal abnormality, correct?
So it would probably depend to the extent of the fetal abnormality.
Just to be clear, a 12-year-old girl who was sexually assaulted by her father and as a result became pregnant. Under your interpretation of 940.04, she would be forced to carry her pregnancy to term, correct?
That would be correct.
Okay, so in that case, a child would be forced to deliver a baby. How about a woman who is a college freshman here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison? She is sexually assaulted and is charged as a third-degree sexual assault. If she became pregnant as a result of the sexual assault, it would be illegal for her to obtain an abortion, correct?
It would be illegal for a doctor to provide an abortion to her in the state of Wisconsin, correct?
And were she to obtain an abortion after quickening, whatever that means, the penalty under 940.04 would be 15 years. It's a Class E felony, correct?
I believe that's how it's defined, yes.
Okay.
But it would not be, she would not be subject to that penalty.
I understand. Right. If her assaulter is charged under 940.225 sub 3 sub A, which is a third degree sexual assault, he would be facing a 10-year maximum imprisonment because that would be a Class G felony. In that case, the penalty for aborting after a sexual assault would be more severe than the penalty for the sexual assault. Mr. Tomey, and I fear that what you are asking this court to do is to sign the death warrants of women and children and pregnant people in this state.
There you go. Wow. What an argument.
That's something, yeah.
And everybody should hear that argument.
Yeah.
Because she lays it out exactly what they're asking for in this. And it's just outrageous to even think of that. And plus, a lot of people don't consider this, but I mean, when you're talking about a very young girl, 12,
right.
12, 13, 14 years old, their bodies still haven't been developed yet.
Exactly.
And to have a baby, I mean, that is a huge, huge problem for a body to, you know, to conform to a pregnancy. It's just it just doesn't work well. That you could get a severe injury for life.
Yes, and you know, and besides that, the emotional trauma of going through that.
Absolutely,
it's just mind-boggling.
Well, one of the things that I brought up in early on when this whole thing went to the Supreme Court was the fact that we're not talking about the repercussions of the child finding out eventually that they were a child from a rape.
Right.
What is that child going to? You're not going to tell that child for a long period of time until they're old enough. And then when that happens, how is that going to be taken by the child? Is that going to have a deep, psychological,
yes,
damaging piece of information for the rest of their lives?
You would think.
And then for the mother to have to look at a child that perhaps looks like the rapist in this case, that constant reminder, even though it is your child and you have that bond, it's still there. It's still going to be there. And that is also traumatic.
Yes. There's so many layers of emotional trauma to this.
Exactly.
It just goes on and on.
Yeah.
What really gets me about that clip was it one of the justices on the court that was being asked all of those questions, the man in that clip?
They were asking the questions of the attorney.
Yeah, okay. So what got me was just his, like, nonchalant attitude to all of the questions he was being asked. Yeah. He was like, yeah, this, that. Mm-hmm. I really don't care if a teenager gets pregnant and dies from an abortion. Yeah. I don't care. That was what shocked me about that.
Yeah. Sounds just like that.
Their bodies haven't developed enough to have a baby.
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff.
It is. And coming up, we're going to, we've got something on RFK Jr., right? Talking about MAGAs.
Yeah.
just another mind-blowing clip.
Yes, mind-blowing. Yes. We could play that right now. Why don't we just play that right
really?
Now?
Really?
Yeah.
We got time?
Do we have time for that?
No.
Okay. Well, then let's not. Let's hold on to that. And we'll continue with what?
Look, I do have a cut here, and we can't play it right now, but I want to at least prepare you for it. Fareed Zakaria.
Oh, yeah.
Had an interesting comment about, you know, letting Republicans do what they're going to do.
Right.
And then see how the public accepts it.
Yeah, just see what happens.
All right. We'll be back.
It's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
John and Gordy in the Morning.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Sam just said he likes snow. So he hopes.
I know.
Hopes we get snow. Sounds like a renter.
You don't
have to deal with the snow at all.
You don't have to do anything.
I still got a shovel.
Oh, do my you? Ass, you do. Yeah.
Well, let's find out the inside on the outside with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, you guys. Don't worry, there is no shoveling required today. You don't have to worry about it. I'm sorry, Sam. Good.
It is kind of foggy, though, and drizzly this morning here.
Blah. Kind of dreary. A good chunk of the state feeling that, too. Temperatures, hey, at least you're above freezing because up north, one, it is snowing, and two, there is fog, and it's freezing fog. So you guys are good to go.
We're doing good.
Enjoy the above freezing temps now because they're not going to be here forever.
Well, okay. That's good to know.
yeah,
I told everybody this morning how I chased the turkeys out of the center of the street in front of my house because cars were backing up and no one knew what to do. And I didn't want to see a turkey die. You know, they're all like paired off, or I have no idea what they do out there, but, you know, but I thought, well, I'm going to get them off the street. And I did, you know, I helped out just a little bit, but you know, sometimes they're very aggressive. If they don't like what you're doing,
yeah, they can get angry.
They're going to come at you. Right.
Did you have one come at you?
So I risked my life. No, not this time. Not this time. I walked away. No injuries, to report here. We did have a text that we want to pass along to you.
Oh, yeah.
It's from Tom in Jackson. He said, I just love Britney's voice and personality, and jumping out of a plane is a good way to have a heart attack. So you and your death-defying weather reporting, something else, man. People are starting to respect you for your courage.
Well, thank you. Now I just got the wild idea. There's got to be a way to mic me up as I jump out of a plane to do some sort of weather report on my way down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the whole weather report on the way down.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch my breath.
That's a way to do it. You can line that up.
Yeah, we'll find out when she's broadcasting from the jump that we can't hear her because of the wind noise.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be a problem. Yeah. So I was looking ahead here, a lot of people traveling this week, you know, for Thanksgiving holiday. And how are things shaping up midweek, later week?
Yes. So only thing you got to really worry about is Wednesday, especially if you're headed south. Looks like northern Illinois is going to get a quick dose of about 2 to 4 inches of snowfall. We could get swiped with that in Madison, but very, very light. And that would be Wednesday night into early Thursday morning. Mm. But after that, I mean, just dropping temperatures. We don't really get above freezing on Thanksgiving. Highs are in the low 30s.
Wow.
And then for Friday, we fall to highs in the mid
20s. No.
And that's where we hang out for the whole weekend. So like I said, the cold blast is definitely seeping in by Friday.
So Thanksgiving night, Thursday night, the Packers have the big primetime game at Lambeau. Mm-hmm. What's that looking like weather-wise? Cold, right?
Just cold, yeah. Mostly sunny, a high-pressure system in place, so calmer winds, cold temperatures, sunshine out there, and clear skies at night falling to the teens. So going from highs at about 30 to lows, maybe 17 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was a good game last night.
It was.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah. It's a good game because I guess the 49ers had lost their starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just filling in. So
right. Packers.
It's kind of hard to tell how the Packers would do against a really good team.
Mm.
We're going to find out, though.
Yeah. Well, I think Thursday night's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
I think they're playing Denver, I believe. Yeah.
Denver.
Or is it the Lions? I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. Who knows? Either way, it's going to be a hard one.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was the Lions for some reason, but maybe I'm off.
It's always the Packers, Lions. Used to be that way.
Mm.
But that's changed. And the Lions, of course, you know, what are they, 10-1? Something like that?
Oh, they're amazing.
Oh, by the way.
Did you see that Bears?
The Bears lost.
And the onside kick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still lost.
Oh,
they still crumbled.
I know. And you know, I caught the news this morning. Everybody's talking about how Aaron Rodgers is now, he's like Mr. Injured Guy. He's got like 2 or 3 injuries that he won't let the team take a look at. So they don't know what's wrong with him. He won't let them know what's wrong with him so he can keep playing for the Jets.
It's interesting.
It's actually the Dolphins and Packers.
We're all so wrong. Oh, well.
Wow. We're close. Miami,
we don't
Denver,
know anything they're about sports, you know. But Aaron Rodgers, you know, doing his thing again.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm
injured. Yeah,
41 years old.
Well,
get the hell out of the game.
Seriously.
Dipstick.
Seriously. Yeah.
I'm just glad he's not our problem
Tell
anymore.
Tell it like it is. All right, Brittany. Thank you very much. We'll get another update here tomorrow. And
sounds good.
We appreciate it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. You too.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's get to Fareed Zakaria.
Oh, I thought we were going to do RFK here.
Well, okay.
No?
Okay. Let's do RFK.
Yeah. He had some things to say.
He did.
They found some old recordings.
Well,
right?
It's not that old.
Yeah.
But he was talking, and they have a recording of it, and it's not good.
Well, let's hear it.
He has a lot of complimentary things to say about, you know, Trump. And, yeah. Let's listen to this.
All right.
You know, one of the things that you write so beautifully, and I, you know, your stuff is so fun to read, but you write about Trump. Quote, the way that you build a truly vicious nationalist movement is to wed a relatively small core of belligerent idiots to a much larger group of opportunists and spineless fellow travelers whose primary function is to turn a blind eye to things. We may not have that many outright Nazis in America, but we have plenty of cowards and bootlickers. And once those fleshy dominoes start tumbling into the Trump camp, the game is up.
What is wrong with that? Wow. Well, that is...
you are one of those fleshy dominoes.
Wow.
Fleshy dominoes. There's another great rock band
name.
Who
would come up with that? Yeah, fleshy dominoes.
God. Robert F. K. Jr. So that brain worm is dead, right? It died in his brain. Or is it still
producing babies? Yeah, I don't know if that's more concerning.
Babies,
if he's got a brain worm or if he had a brain worm about 10 years ago and it's still up there, but died.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the guy. I just,
what a weird way to describe anything at all.
Quite odd.
Jeez.
Yeah.
He was on a roll, though.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So Fareed Zakaria had a comment. But
John,
I
wouldn't even get into this story. We don't have time.
We do have a minute.
You're right. We don't have time for it.
But you can. We're getting a lot of texts this morning, though, and you can join in the fun. 608-879-8255 or just get on the Civic Media app. That's the easy way to do it.
Hit the text button and tell us what you think.
Coming right back.
Yep.
As we were saying. The John and Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy resealable cardboard carton, 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, Ed's Wine.
Who knew we'd still be buying boxed wines today?
I know it. Way ahead of his time,
I know.
Ed.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff.
Got to stock up for Thanksgiving. You know?
Yeah.
Ed's Wine is the perfect wine to go along with anything.
I can't wait, you know. Thanksgiving, what a great time.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot better than a family Christmas.
Mm. Are you going to cook turkey at the Peterson household? Do you got a turkey?
No, we already cooked our turkey.
You already did it.
Yeah. But now we're going to my wife's mom's home, and we'll have turkey there. Or something like that.
That's good. All right. 7:35.
All right.
Weather today, cloudy, kind of drizzly, a little fog out there. Watch out for that. Mid-40s all day long.
All right. I have this recording from Fareed Zakaria. He does a show on CNN, and he's been a commentary individual for years, political commentary. Kind of middle of the road. I don't always agree with Fareed, but in this case, it was okay what he said, but at the end, I think he summed it up pretty damn well. He talked about Trump's Doge, you know, Elon.
Doge. Oh.
Elon's little outside group that will take a look at how he's going to penalize Americans and take away things from them.
He's an efficiency expert.
He is. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, definitely so. Mm. And I guess it's, you know, for those who typically voted for Democrats, but this time voted for Trump, like my brothers, I'm traumatized.
Who you're
by
never going to speak
thing.
To again.
Right. Who are brave enough to be able to say, wait and see, you know, wait and see. It doesn't bother us, but, you know, wait and see how it affects everybody else. This, I thought, was a good comment by Fareed. Let's check it out. It's cut 152. Let's hear it.
There's a strong argument that the U.S. debt is on an unsustainable path, especially when you consider the rising costs that will come as more and more baby boomers retire. But slashing federal spending dramatically will almost certainly cause an economic downturn. Recall Europe's experiment with austerity in the 2010s. The central lesson of macroeconomic policy in recent decades has been that government spending now constitutes a large enough part of the economy that cutting it drastically can lead to a downward spiral of reduced consumer spending and declining confidence. Your expenditure is my income. The U.S. federal government is smaller than much of the industrialized world in terms of spending as a percentage of GDP. It still desperately needs reform and streamlining. But conservatives have long argued that it needs to be much, much smaller. Mm-hmm. In fact, a good part of the rage that has built up among parts of the Republican base over decades has been centered on the notion that party leaders have promised repeal again and again, but never delivered.
That's right.
With DOGE, we may finally get an effort to actually deliver on the central Republican promise of the last 70 years. And we will find out what America thinks of it.
Yep. That's it.
Really?
Yes. That's it.
Okay.
And we are going to... This is the wait and see attitude that my brothers have.
Yes.
Yep. So we'll see. Yeah. Will people agree with the cuts that will affect almost everybody out there except for the wealthy? Mm. And by the way, it has been said by these MAGAs that they're doing these cuts. They're saving the government money. So they have more money for tax cuts.
Yes.
Not bad, huh?
Right.
Now,
makes perfect sense.
I would get very angry about that reason for doing this. Yeah. I don't think that's a good reason, but for some reason, they have absolutely no conscience whatsoever. We're gonna cut all these programs for the lower and middle class just so we could have a larger tax cut for corporations
really
and the wealthy
people.
Individuals.
Yeah. They're going to do just fine, and everybody else. Yeah. You know, that'll help the economy overall.
It will.
And then everybody will be happy.
Oh, yeah.
There'll still be plenty of money left over to help out occasionally.
That's what I hear. You know, but let's just wait and see. Let's just wait and see, okay?
Are you familiar? This is another layer to the Department of Government Efficiency thing that I heard about pretty recently. So, are you familiar with Dogecoin?
Dogecoin. I've heard of it.
You know Bitcoin, right?
Yes.
Dogecoin is another cryptocurrency.
And that's by Elon.
Elon Musk has a lot of Dogecoin. So, as people are looking up and... like search engines are having tons of hits for DOGE.
Yeah.
Dogecoin is coming up and people are learning about that and it's pumping up the value. Elon Musk is getting rich off of this new department that he's basically created.
Great. Beautiful.
Just master plan.
Here's a guy, talking about government spending, right? And he's getting $4 or $5 billion in government contracts.
Right. Yes.
And
yes.
No, and that's not counting what he'll eventually get from Trump just being part of the administration.
Exactly. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. 608-879-8255 is our number. Dick is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Well, you remember how they'd always speak to fiscal conservatism. And I got friends that's what they're all about. And they never were under Reagan because they blew the deficits through the ceiling. And here we go again. Mm-hmm. This guy that he's running up the poll for commerce or whatever. Economists are saying that it's going to just blow the deficit completely up because he's pushing just what you said, another huge corporate tax cut, which does nothing for anybody except, corporate America. So I guess every time you turn them loose with the purse strings and they say they're going to be fiscally conservative,
Right. They
tend to do just the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to reduce the deficit at all.
No, it's going to blow it up even further.
Well, yeah, I mean, leading up to the election, we heard that from all the economists. They agreed that, the debt is going to go sky high and it's not going to be better for the economy and prices are going to go up and we're possibly facing another recession or inflation. So, yeah.
Right. Thank you, Dick, for that call. Not only that, but, if deportation starts up, that's going to cost a lot of money. You know, they're expecting that it'll cost maybe up to $1 trillion deporting everybody that shouldn't be here, that are illegal.
That's right.
Illegals in their mind.
Well, why don't we take a look, you know, what the economist had said about all of this.
Okay.
I have a recording here. Steve Rattner compared Harris's plan with Trump's plan.
Mm.
All right. And again, I criticize Harris for just dropping out. She should be out there plugging away, promoting her arguments for a better economy. I think if we just keep the argument going for another 3 or 4 years, we can gain some ground that way, and I think people will get used to the idea, especially after seeing this administration, when they get in power, lose at every level, especially with the people they're putting in charge. But let's check this out. This is cut 147. And this is going to be Steve Rattner's look at Harris, and Trump's plans for the economy, and all based on what the economists have said.
I think this is 146. Let me know if that's right.
And pass, at least for now, the debt ceiling, and attention is going to turn back to the $3.5 trillion, $1.5 trillion, whatever it is you think this package should be. And it just seems like a good time to remind ourselves of why it is so important to pass a package that addresses a lot of the needs that we have out there. And so let's look at some charts that compare the United States to other countries on what we spend on important things like social services, everything from Medicare, Social Security for older folks, all the way down to what we do for the youngest people. And what you can see here is a percent of the size of our economy, looking at the seven major countries in the world, the so-called G7, you can see that we rank at the bottom at about 19%, and this includes federal, state, and local spending for all of these countries. And you can see as you move to the right, Japan and certainly Germany, Italy, and France all spending close to 30% of their federal spending on as a percent of GDP on these kinds of social services for people in need.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, that's the social service part of it, but the other one is the Harris-Trump economic plan. So why don't you check and see if you can find that cut from October 4th.
While you're looking
for
the
October cut, that's why.
Okay.
Okay, let me do some digging.
We got another text here while you're looking for that. Elon Musk won't be running a new Doge department because you can't create a new cabinet-level department without Congress approving and funding. Well, they don't care about Congress approving it. They're just going to set them up in an office anyway.
That's what they're saying, too, because, you know, putting these crazy people in charge of the administration, they're kind of wiping out the departments themselves.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
They want to destroy the department, like the Department of Energy and everything else, education.
Yeah.
So they just want to leave it all up to the president. He'll be the, master of everything. Well, you got it now?
I have another cut from Steve Rattner on the economy. I don't know if it's the right one.
All right, play it.
Put this in a little historical perspective, and we're going to compare the U.S. to the other major economies of the world. And you go back to 1980, you can see the growth rates weren't all that different. But around the 2000 period, we just took off. And we left them in the dust. We've continued to leave them in the dust. And in fact, the IMF last week came out with new projections that show that our growth is going to accelerate even more relative to these other countries. And let me also, though, since we are going to have an election next week, do a scorecard here on the last two presidents. Donald Trump thinks this economy is in the toilet. In fact, under Joe Biden, it grew faster than it did under Donald Trump. 3.1% average GDP growth under Biden. 2.8% under Trump, and this corrects for all the COVID things. These are straight down the middle of the fairway numbers. And then you can see that growth, in fact, has turned into a much stronger economic performance for average Americans. GDP per capita is a way to think about standard of living. Not perfect measure, but it's directionally right. You can see that we generate $74,000 of GDP per person, and that has doubled over this period of time. And then you can, and no other country has come close to that, 54,000, 54,000, 46,000. And so from 1983 to 2023, we doubled this. And we are, again, as you said earlier, the envy of the world when it comes to the standard of living that Americans have.
There you go.
That's it. Things rolling along pretty good.
But, you know, why don't we just change? Let's see what happens if we change it all.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Wait and see. Yep. Wait and see. Okay?
Yeah.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger at Verlo Mattress. It's a handcrafted Verlo mattress. When you buy a mattress from Verlo, it's handcrafted. It is. Available on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
I wonder if I can fall asleep on a Verlo mattress and just sleep through the next 4 years. That might be nice.
Yeah, maybe you have something special.
You'll be surprised at how what might happen during the
those four years.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to like live through everything and pay attention to it. So then, 60 years from now, I can tell my grandkids, "Yeah, I was there. I was there back in the 20s."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I kind of wonder what we're looking at here is Trump having ultimate power. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the what do they call it? The executive
unitary executive,
right? And no guardrails whatsoever. When he becomes president, he can do anything he wants.
King Trump the first.
Exactly.
He hasn't done any public speaking at all for 2-3 weeks.
Right.
He's just hunkering down, making these cabinet picks, getting those out there. That's it. Yeah. And hanging out with Elon. Went to see a rocket fire off. I mean, he's not doing much.
Well, I think he's threatened Congress. If they don't vote for the people he wants in power, he's going to run candidates against them.
Right. Primary.
There's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, we've never seen a president do that before, but why not? First time here.
Sure.
Unitary executive. What the hell? My God. Yep. Wait and see. That's what my brother said. Wait and see. Okay, guys. I think we already have a good idea what it's going to be like, but okay, let's wait and see.
Yep. Can't wait.
Of course, we don't have a choice at this point anymore.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hey, a reminder, Wednesday we'll be here with our morning show, and then in the afternoon we are going to be filling in for Dom Salvia from 4 until 6, so that'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
Two shows.
No waiting.
To go back. Two shows, no waiting.
Yeah.
To get into that Thanksgiving spirit.
Back with some odds and ends.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yes. That's my theme.
Your theme?
I guess. Curb your enthusiasm, right?
Right.
But I had a little Curb Your Enthusiasm incident this weekend at Menards.
What happened?
And at least my son says, this sounds just like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I went into Menards to buy something, and I was standing in line. They have two checkouts at one section of the store. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like both checkouts were having problems with a price check. So they were kind of, building up the lines, and no one was going through because the price was wrong on whatever it is the person in the front of the line was having a problem with. So anyway, the lines were building up. And so there was one checkout where no one was in line. Except for the person who had a problem with checking out.
Mm-hmm.
The other one had this long line of people. So I thought, I'm just going to get in the line where there isn't a line. I was, and I thought that would be the best thing to do. But then I thought, wait a minute. I just got here. I'm going to let all these guys who were standing in line already go in front of me. Okay.
That's nice of you.
I always
gonna reach out.
That's what I tried to do.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm letting these guys go into the line where there is no line, and I got two guys over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the checkouts are starting to clear out now. And in the other checkout, there was nobody in line.
Gotcha.
So I thought, I'm just going to get in line where I put these other two guys. I'll be the third person in line, and I'm going to be fair about this, And then this guy, I never saw him. He was behind me. He said, what about me? I said, what about you? Can I go in line?
Yeah.
I was here before you. I said, wait a minute here. there's a checkout over there where there right. isn't a line. All you have to do is go into that. I'm third in line yeah. here. He wants me to put Whoa. Him in front of me.
Well, what'd he say?
Well, the other checkout didn't have anybody in line.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, this isn't working out. He said, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I'm trying
You're
to help
helping
out.
Everybody.
I
then.
Am. I'm helping everybody. I'm steering everybody in the right lines. Wow. So anyway.
So how much longer did he have to wait?
He actually left and checked out before I did.
Doesn't seem
See,
right.
I gave up a little extra time that I had.
That's the thanks you
just
get.
Just to
Nothing.
Help him out.
Nothing. Nobody but, thanked you.
Well, you know, I was telling my wife. Yeah. This story, and Brett was there, my younger son, and he said, John, that sounds like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And that didn't
You're
occur
right.
to me,
They're
but
right.
I guess so. You know, old guys kind of get in those situations, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's my big thing over the weekend. Last night, I'm getting ready. My daughter was going to spend the night, you know, mm-hmm. so I'm there, and she was going to be there in an hour or two. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to fix things up down in the spare bedroom downstairs.
All right.
So I got this big cushion from upstairs. I thought, you know, I'll make it a little nicer down there.
Yeah.
This big, it's like a, I don't know, a big overstuffed pillow kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a backrest
sure.
thing.
Yeah.
I got that, and then I got another regular pillow, and I got another comforter. I think I'm just going to take this downstairs. I'm upstairs doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down the stairs. Be careful here, you know. So I got all this stuff in front of me. I trip over the last step.
No.
I go splailing across the living room floor, knock over a plant. It's a good thing I had cushions because I didn't, you know,
face
I didn't
first.
Hit my face. But I smashed my hand against the
wow.
counter or something.
Yeah.
And now my leg is screwed up again. My
again.
Left leg, yes. So
wow.
that was my, and I thought, oh my, you know how they talk about when you get a little bit older, when you get an older middle age,
mm-hmm.
the number one thing you worry about is falling.
Falling.
Yeah. yeah. And I was thinking that split second when I was falling, I thought, oh God.
This is the
this
end.
This is it. My daughter's going to show up in an hour and we'll be dead on the living room floor with a bunch of pillows around me. And she's going to wonder what the hell happened.
Well, that paints
Poor
a beautiful
dad.
Picture.
I know. Oh, so lucky.
Oh man.
Yeah, I worry about that.
Yeah,
I do worry because I live alone. You know, I think about you know what if
they're gonna find
what
you
if
there,
I did
you know,
what
two
if
weeks
I just
later.
That is a macro.
Oh
yeah.
man,
I know it was scary.
I know it is scary.
You know?
Yeah,
and I was doing the interview like oh no what I hit my right. hand my elbow my knee my leg
everything
twisted
worked
my
out
ankle.
Except your damn leg again.
I know.
So you missed
damn
the step.
Leg.
It, yeah. it curves. Your stairs curve
do.
A little bit,
yeah.
don't they? So,
yes. And I thought there. You know, anyway, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for
well,
your
that's
concern.
Good. That's good.
No bruises. I thought I'd be all bruised up, but that didn't happen.
All right,
so I'm good.
Okay, look,
Sam, you got any stories to tell? Here, we got a couple of minutes.
Over the weekend? Oh,
yeah.
Not
oh, you
a
went
lot.
Deer hunting?
I went deer hunting. Didn't yeah. see a single thing. I saw yeah. three squirrels that kept taunting me the whole time, kept scaring the deer away or something.
That's right.
How high up in the deer stand were you? How far up do you go? Like 10 feet?
Maybe 15.
Oh, really?
Three story?
Like
three
yeah, I'm 40
elevator.
Feet in the air.
Take the elevator up.
What do you do during all that time where you don't see, like just, 5 hours you're up there sitting
yeah,
there
Yeah, you just
kind of
sit around. And I did eat a lot of jerky yeah. when I was sitting there. To stay awake, actually, I had to chew on something to not fall asleep.
Oh, God. That sounds so right. exciting.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fun to just sit out in the woods for a little bit.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Jim Santel. It's been a while since
yes.
we've talked to him.
Got a few legal questions to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that today,
yeah?
you know, at least getting two stories in was was a remarkable feat.
Was. Yeah. And they were good stories.
But they were good, weren't they?
High
they...
quality John and Gordy kind of stories. That's what we specialize in here. Hey, guess what? The sexy liberal Stephanie Miller is up next,
yeah.
right around the corner here.
Time for a recipe book, 35 Trillion Ways to
what?
Eat the Rich.
What are you?
That's a
reading
text
a last-minute text. Yeah. Thanks for throwing that in. All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning.
All right. Take care for now.
So long.
All right. See you later.
You want to go have a beer or
Yo,
something?
Sure. Right.
Why
yeah.
Why don't you come over to the house and check out the stairs there? Make sure I
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.